Welcome to the Swirl World Podcast, brought to you by theswirlworld.com. We're here to help you navigate the exciting world of interracial and intercultural relationships. Whether you've been involved in an interracial relationship for a long time, or you're new to the idea of swirling someone of another race or culture, this is the podcast for you. Here are your hosts, Michelle Matthews-Colloway and Adrian London Leach.
Hey Swirlers, welcome to the Swirl World. This is Michelle Calloway.
Hi Swirlers, this is Adrian London Leach.
And we're coming at you today with another show designed to inform, inspire, educate, and entertain. Our goal is to bring you guests that are going to fulfill any and all of the purposes that you need for interracial dating and marriage. And remember, life is better in the Swirl World. So today we have a special guest. Adrian, why don't you tell them a little bit about who we're going to be talking to?
Oh, that's my pleasure. We have someone that has recently joined us here on the Swirl World. He's going to be helping us with content, giving us ideas for podcasts, just an overall really great guy. His name is Patrick J. Brown. He is a college student currently living in Limerick, Ireland. He does love to swirl. That is absolutely why his last name is Brown.
That worked out really well, didn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it works out just right.
Well, Patrick, we're just gonna go ahead and bring him on. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me on.
Well, all right. So you got that brown last name, and you like brown skin women. What's that about?
I like brown bread too.
Oh.
And I've been known to have dark chocolate and ice cream every now and then.
Patrick. Okay, we know that you like the chocolate. Okay, we got that love. But tell us a little bit about how that came to be for you.
Well, funny enough, it actually started when I was a child. When I was maybe about 9 years old, there was this star. You've heard of the Spice Girls, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. They had one black member. Her name was Mel B.
Yes.
And she was my first.
Mel, yes, I know.
She was my first celebrity crush, and it kind of started with her. That's kind of how it started for me. After that, again, things started to get, in terms of things getting more diverse, it started to happen in my mid-teens when I was in high school. And I always loved the idea of how diverse Canada and the U.S. were, like miles away, just a dream to me.
Okay, so are you saying that there weren't that many, I'll just say, when I say black, I mean not necessarily African-American blacks, but or just dark-skinned people. They weren't that many around when you were growing up?
Yeah, in general. That was about 20-ish years ago.
Mm-hmm. So what's it like now? Is it more diverse?
It's a lot more diverse now. Again, particularly in the capital, we have everything from African-Americans to Polish to Russians to Germans to Moroccans, you name it. We've got it up there. Mm-hmm. Limerick is kind of a smaller community, and it doesn't have as much diversity, but is getting more diverse all the time, particularly in our universities and colleges.
So how did your family react or observe your growing attraction to women of color?
I guess they didn't mind. Their rationale was, as long as I was happy, that was the most important thing. They didn't really focus too much on that, because although we're new to diversity, we're not that new. It kind of came in slowly, and when it came in, it wasn't a bad thing. You know, people accepted it.
That's great. Oh, well, I was just going to ask him, he mentioned about his teen years, and I was wondering, did you date in high school? Did you date a black girl in high school?
No, there was actually no black girls at my high school.
Tell me about that. Sorry.
Late growing up to, you know, being the only black versus, you know, the reverse, I guess, for you, Patrick. But Adrian, go ahead with the question that you had.
Well, my curiosity question is, I know that we've chatted before, Patrick, and I know you visited the United States. Tell me a little bit about your visit here. Tell me what you feel or what the difference is in regards to swirling here in the States and say swirling Ireland or Europe or the UK or any of those places, the difference in cultural swirling.
It's kind of already instigated in those countries, in the sense that you guys are used to it, and you guys are used to it more. There's a lot more of it, and it's more common. Like when I was on the streets of Toronto, I must have seen at least five couples a day where it was a white guy and a black girl. And I thought that was great. The fact that it was so common, like it was happening so often. I really liked that idea. Yeah, I just like that. It's not like that in Ireland. It's you'll see that, but like once every so often, rarely almost, especially in my community.
Oh, you mean like the interracial couples? Is that what you're talking about?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you saw more diversity here in the United States.
I most certainly did.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, though. Larger population. That would make sense. So I got that. So let me ask you a question. Since there is not as much diversity where you're currently living, what do you think our reception would be, Black women? What would our reception, American Black women visiting in Ireland, be it Dublin or Limerick or any of the other Celtic countries like Scotland or Wales, what do you think the reaction of the white men there would be about us?
Well, I think it would come down to personal preference mostly, but it wouldn't be bad in most cases because I know, yeah, they're pretty diverse. Like Scotland and Wales, for example, they may not be very diverse, but again, it's technically a part of England, and England is extremely diverse. If you go to London, it's literally, it's like California, only where, except instead of it being sunny, it rains all the time.
That's good. That's interesting. Maybe some of our listeners were unaware of that. If some of our listeners said, Patrick, where should I go? Where would I have the most fun? What would you suggest to them?
It's in Europe. If you wanted to go for like a great vacation, I would recommend maybe Paris, but it's expensive. If it's just for diversity and you just want to like explore a new culture, most Americans tend to love going to London.
Okay.
Because it's
that's interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like a smaller U.S. in a sense. It's just in the sense of it being diverse.
Well, what about Ireland? What if I wanted to take a trip to, let's say, Dublin? What if I wanted to go there?
Dublin is very diverse and there's quite a bit to do. It's not as big as the American cities, but you might enjoy it here for a short time. Beyond it being expensive, I would say you'd enjoy the experience. Limerick is okay too, but it's a very small community and there's not much to do, so it's not very exciting. So it's kind of okay if you live here, but you know, if you're visiting, it's kind of boring.
So y'all get into what do you do for entertainment over there?
Well, personally, I like to work out. Most people tend to, I guess, they play sports, or some people. Well, you know I'm going to say this already, don't you? Most people tend to drink.
Whoops.
But see, we weren't even going to go there.
I wasn't even going there. I know how stereotypes hit people, so I just won't go say nothing.
Oh, it's on your mind.
You know, I know you like a good Guinness every now and then.
Yeah, but that's not me.
Bushnell. I know about that. I'm sorry, Patrick. Go ahead, dear.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I think Dublin, if I was to recommend any place in Ireland, I would say Dublin. And a lot of people are fascinated by Stonehenge, but to me, they're just a big bunch of rocks. I don't care how they're stacked.
Oh, that's a good thing to say. That's something that probably would have interested me because of the big, you know, to-do about what Stonehenge is. But it's nice to hear it from a perspective of someone that actually lives there and has seen it and has been around it. That's good to know. So I have a question for you in regards to dating a Black woman. I'm going to throw out a hypothetical for you, and you can tell me what you think, Patrick.
Okay.
If you dated a Black woman, how would you handle that?
I would be as sensitive as possible as I could to the family, but to be completely honest, as long as she was okay with dating me, I wouldn't really care what anybody else thought.
You know what? I'm glad you say that, because that's another thing that I think especially Black women are too sensitive to, and that is what other people think about who they're having or beginning a relationship with or in a relationship with or who they're going to marry. Just too sensitive to that. And I'm glad that you said that. I don't think you're saying it from a point of disrespect.
I think you're
saying it from a point of, hey, you know, that relationship is between the two of us.
Exactly.
So we'll deal with it. So I appreciate that. I think Black women need to hear that more and more. Do you want children?
Oh, yeah. I've wanted a daughter since I was 16 years old.
Do you know what you're going to name her?
I had some ideas before, but I might change them. But yeah, I have ideas.
You know, anything that starts with an A and ends with an E would be good. Okay.
You're right. Let me think. Annie.
Okay. Touche. Or touchy, as we call it over here. Touchy, touchy.
Tushy.
All right, smart Alec. Okay, fair enough.
Before we get to the children, tell us what you're looking for in a relationship, because you're going to need a woman to have that child. So, wife, what are you looking for in your relationship for the woman that you marry who will have this child whose first name starts with an A and ends in an E?
Okay. Well, I'm demanding, but I'm not demanding, if that makes sense. I'm demanding in the sense that she doesn't have to have expensive clothes or anything like that. That doesn't bother me. As long as she's someone who wants to, she has a goal, she has a vision and a dream, something that she wants to achieve and something she's passionate about and she's going to get that, then that's a woman I respect and that's somebody I want to marry. In terms of appearance, as long as she takes care of herself, you know, she doesn't abuse herself with alcohol or anything like that, then again, I respect her and that's the kind of a woman that I'd be attracted to typically. I'm not demanding in the sense where, like I just said, I don't care about background or money or anything like that. She doesn't have to have a fancy car or a big mansion or an amazing family.
Tell us some character traits and qualities.
Okay.
Aside from the being ambitious and having goals, what about personality things maybe?
Cute. I like a goofy sense of humor. Yeah, that's a big one for me. If she can make me laugh, she's pretty much got my heart because goofy, fun and easy to talk to. You've probably heard this a lot. It's my dream to marry my best friend, so somebody that I get on with really well. And this is why I always prefer to try to get to know women before I date them, because when you've got chemistry with somebody, it makes it a lot easier and you tend to fall for them a lot quicker and, you know, it works out a lot better just in most cases.
Gotcha.
I would agree. And I would say, Patrick, if you don't mind me doing this, I think having conversed with you before several times, the baseline characteristics of character, faith, quality in dealing with situations, caring about others, the baseline things that we want in all human beings that make us human and make us loving and caring, those things I know you want for sure. And I want to make it clear to anyone that's listening, we never really say a lot about them because it's like obvious. Those are the things that any woman or man should want. As the basis of being with someone, we're here and we're diverse at the Swirl World because we are encouraging everyone, our men and our women, to step out and have options. But I will tell you, like I've told many other women, when it comes to my personal preferences and so forth, there is a long list. Those are the last things on the list. They're the exciting things, but they're the last things. He has to be a man of character, honor, courage, hard worker, loving family man. All of these things come first before anything else that we want or want to do in regards to swirling. We have to keep that in mind. There is no magic pill here.
I agree. And just as a quick FYI, on par with what Adrian has said, I'm not interested in men, just women.
I meant the men that listen to the podcast and the women. Oh my God. Okay. Patrick, because if they ever make the technology that I can reach across the waters, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think any woman listening can see that Patrick has a sense of humor about him as well. So both of y'all are going to be cracking jokes and making each other laugh. And I think that's beautiful.
I do, too. I do, too. Hey,
me too.
Michelle, what do you think we should do in regards to Patrick and maybe some nice young lady that might actually like to start a conversation with him? What do you think?
Well, you said earlier about us being, you know, like attack dogs. We're very, very protective of the gentlemen who reach out to us and who we, in a sense, take under our wing and get to know. They can send us an email at profiles@theswirlworld.com, and they can put Patrick's name in the subject line, and we'll take it from there.
All right. Is that all right with you, Patrick?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, good. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a lot of feedback on you. What color are your eyes, Patrick?
My eyes are green/blue. They kind of change every now and then.
But they're mostly green, right? Because you're from Ireland.
Yes, that's right. No stereotypes intended.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about the Guinness.
Oh, and what about your hair color? Oh, you know, I guess if they want to see a picture of Patrick, maybe we'll, I'm sure we have, what we're going to do, we're going to have a profile page on theswirlworld.com, and we'd love for you guys to go over there and read some of the blogs. We're going to have a page for our admins, and Patrick is going to be on there, and you'll get to see what he looks like, which he's very cute. I'll let you guys know that right now. He's cutie.
You can also follow me on Twitter at Celtic Euphoria.
Oh, will you spell that, please, so they can make sure to get that?
Yeah, it's CelticEuphoria.
Okay, so you have pictures posted? Will they be able to see your pictures on Twitter on your profile?
I have one picture posted.
And reach out to Patrick on Twitter. Tweet him and let him know you heard him on the podcast today. And say hi. He'll say hi back, I'm sure.
Michelle, I think that's our show for today. Thanks to everyone for listening, and we'll chat again next time.
Thank you for joining the Swirl World broadcast brought to you by theswirlworld.com. Please take a minute to visit our website and join our growing community by subscribing. You can also visit the Swirl World on Facebook. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast. Until next time, remember, life is better. In the Swirl World, keep swirling.
Endless passion for interracial love.
Find us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/The Swirl World.
The Swirl World. Swirling as it should be.